The Washoe County School District received $77 million in the third round of federal school COVID relief funding. In some cases, individual schools can spend some of that money as they see fit. KUNR's Jose Davila IV has more on one program at Spanish Springs High School.
Here at Spanish Springs, 172 students are receiving additional support in their core content classes of English and math, thanks to the money. Those students are identified by school staff as not making adequate academic and behavioral progress in regular classroom settings. Freshman Kaylee Sneed is one of the students in the program. She wrestles with test anxiety, but says the program has helped with that and her transition into high school.
So it has also helped me with my testing anxiety. It also kind of has helped me with social skills, especially with if there's other kids in there as well working on the same curriculum, like Algebra 1, I'll be like, oh, maybe we can work on this together. And that's how I can make new friends there as well.
Sneed sees three familiar faces whenever she goes to the program's dedicated classroom. A teacher qualified to teach English and Spanish, and two teaching assistants, one who focuses on math, and another who supports students with their mental health. Longtime Spanish Springs teacher Sarah Felker leads the program.
My job is to monitor our student data, and when we identify students who are in need of extra support, bring them into my classroom and really use targeted interventions to help them in their core content classes.
Each of the students identified by staff can go to Felker's classroom whenever they need help and receive one-on-one or small group instruction from staff. With a relatively small caseload, Felker says she can tailor learning strategies for each student, ranging from mental health coping techniques to organizational skill building. So far, 24 students have already completed the program after improving their grades. Overall, students in the program on average have seen a 20% increase in their grades since it started. Despite the program's success, the federal money powering it will dry up after this year. District staff are already searching for grant funds and advocating for more sustainable funding from the state to continue programs like these. Jose Davila IV, KUNR News.
Jose Davila IV is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.